It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I'm looking at the run sheet, and that's what it says.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I thought we were doing Children of God.
Do you not have a run sheet?
No.
There's one on your desk.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You idiot.
1 minute, Mike. Come up with something good for 1 minute.
Now that's abrasive.
Let's keep this going.
What do you got? Fill this segment with 1 minute.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Let's keep this going.
On the Little Ticket.
Starwood Motors brings you the emergency break of the week. Let's get right to the candidates, shall we? Bad Radio had quite a week. They were talking with Trix, Sean Marion of the Dallas Mavericks, and he's clearly pretty upset that they didn't keep the championship team together, because when that question was asked, he went ahead and dropped an F-bomb.
I feel like they didn't try to defend the title. Do you agree?
Yeah, somewhat.
Do you think you could have made a run?
Yeah. I'm not saying if you could bring everybody back, but you brought a big part of it was Tyson did a lot of big things for us in that middle. But him, the tackling that him and Brandon Haywood had was amazing. Excuse my French.
Yeah, we can't say that on the air.
Yeah, but I can say what I want to say. I'm grown.
I know. I'm just asking you politely. We'll have to dump it and stuff.
No, I'm just keeping it 100. You know, I speak my mind.
That's way more than 100.
I speak my mind.
Just keeping it 100.
Yeah, as long as you're keeping it 100, yeah, I guess laws don't apply to you.
And he's a grown man. No, that was shocking.
So what's that phrase? Do you use that a lot in your personal life, keeping it 100?
No.
I'm assuming that's a percentage
that's
of realness,
keeping
correct?
It real, yeah, 100% real. All right, that brings us to one Bob Sturm, who I didn't really know he was this foul-mouthed, and neither did anyone else. Actually, the word he says during Why Today Doesn't Suck is Buccaneers. Buccaneers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're talking about the 2004 Buccaneers team that wasn't that good. But when you hear this, and including the hardline and his teammates with Bad Radio who were listening to this at the time, it sounded like he said something else.
Anyone happen to know that they finished 5-11? Like all these great stories of all these coaches that he met and wanted to bring over here.
But Kiffin was so mad.
That was one of the worst Buccaneers teams of the decade. Whoa.
Boy, that was close.
I thought he said this is one of the worst effing teams of the decade.
I did too.
God.
Man.
That was clearly a B sound.
No, not so much.
That was clearly a Buccaneers.
We can't cuss like that in Miami on the
play
radio.
It back.
That, a lot, Holmes.
Golly.
You guys just wanted to hear that.
On the cell block if we say bad words like that.
You ever hear it?
So I was driving along and I heard that live, and I almost drove off the road because I thought he said that was one of the worst blanking teams.
Wow. Was somebody else saying something that did have that constant sound of F?
Upon further review, someone may have said something else because Bob did clearly say the B word.
Yeah, but the way someone saying something else made it sound like Bob was very violently. I didn't think he said the... I think he was like doing a play, you know how he'll do plays on teams' names?
Right.
He was so pissed at them
that he was,
that
calling,
he was calling them a funny name, you know?
Like he does Vi-Queens.
Yeah, Vi-Queens and all that mess.
Beatles.
Because he had some violence in his voice, you know? He had some disgust.
Yeah. Mad. Mad at Tampa Bay. All right, and candidate number three
comes... Can we hear that one more time?
Oh, you want to hear it again?
Yeah.
All right, let's risk it.
Anyone happen to know that they finished 5-11? Like all these great stories of all these coaches that he met and wanted to bring over here.
But Kiffin was so mad.
That was one of the worst Buccaneers teams of the decade.
Close.
I thought he said this was one of the worst effing teams of the decade.
Wow.
It created quite a stir.
And hit and run.
As did this, as you're watching Fox 4 last night. They thought they were going to Phil Alvarado on the scene, but apparently Heather Hayes went live to Max Morgan in the break room.
For that extremely dangerous prisoner on the run in the Grapevine South Lake area. Fox 4's Phil Alvarado is in Grapevine with the search and also some added information about Morales' description. Phil, what can you tell us tonight?
Did you hear a laugh in there? Maybe that was the P1 who was taping it for us.
Maybe.
I doubt it was on set like Steve Eager getting girl giggles out of it.
Who was Max talking to? Is that another seedy conversation between he and Ducey?
Probably.
Back in the sports room?
Or was just was Max dropping a deuce and forgot that he had his lav mic on and was just talking to himself?
That's from the Fox 4 bathroom, you think? Let's see if we can hear the bathroom echo in this. Mm.
For that extremely dangerous prisoner on the run in the Grapevine South Lake area. Fox Sports' Phil Alvarado is in Grapevine with the search and also some added information about Morales' description. Phil, what can you tell us tonight?
Oh, right. There it is. There it Jeez. Is. You're right, Gordo. Clearly, that is Max Morgan in the restroom.
Yeah.
All right, so those are your candidates, Sean Marion, Bob Sturm, or Max Morgan.
He's a cat.
888-787-1310. That's 888-787-1310. That's all vote responsibly this morning. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hello, it's Claude again. I just vote for the e-break.
Yeah?
I'd like to vote for the Buccaneer Pope, and I'd like to see it go like a go for the scuba.
That was the scuba instructor from Along Came Polly. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, calling for the mercy break.
Yep.
Bob Sturm.
Thank you, sir. Not a bad vote there. Not a bad vote.
Not a good one.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, George, I'm a grown man. You want me to go 100 on you?
Bring it.
Sturm. I'll go with Sturm.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Hey, yeah, I'd like to cast my vote for Mike Minton, the bucking bitch.
He's back. He's back after a many years absence.
Yeah. Hello, you're on the ticket. Yeah. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Users, Gordon, Stan and Dursky, Ruben's boss.
Hey, Stan.
Thank you. You're very kind. Give me Bob Sturm. Muzzle, muzzle. Good thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a unanimous
wow.
winner.
That was fast.
Bob Sturm.
Wow. Who said Buccaneers.
Buccaneers is what he said. This is what happened.
Anyone happen to know that they finished 5-11? Like all these great stories of all these coaches that he met and wanted to bring over here.
But Kiffin was so mad.
That was one of the worst Buccaneers teams of the decade.
Whoa. Boy, that was close.
I thought he said this was one of the worst effing teams of the decade.
I did too.
God.
Man.
That was clearly a B sound.
No, not so much.
That was clearly a Buccaneers.
We can't cuss like that in Miami. On the
Play
radio.
It back.
Man, how many is that for Robert Sturm?
Man, a lot. That's the 12th all-time win for the man with the never-ending questions.
Okay. Way to go, Bob. Way to go.